My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
30 years.
It's a long time, Mark.
Oh, my gosh.
Long time.
Well, it's, I mean,
when you say it like that, it feels like more than since 1994, because 1994 doesn't feel 30 years ago. But when you say 30 years and you think about 1994, it suddenly feels 30 years ago.
The math works, Dibs.
I checked it with multiple sources
tell me that 1994 was 30 years ago. And then they won the Super Bowl in what was probably still January of 1995. And it'll be 30 years from then that this Super Bowl that we're all talking about right now comes to be. So will the Niners be in it again? We'll find out. But I think that that's kind of something we'd love to talk to y'all about today. Good afternoon, Willard and Dibs. Thanks for being with us. 888-957-9570. Your calls are welcome as we take you right up to the start of the 2024-25 NFL season. The wait is over.
Oh,
three
man.
Hours yeah. and 6 minutes. Mark it.
Maybe we can get some music to pump us up before we get to kick off, because there's
something about
NFL music, even the old NFL films with John Facenda and the rest of it. But it's been a tradition of music and the NFL have connected in so many ways that it's always an easy way to get jacked up for a game that's only 3 hours away now.
We'll do it later for sure.
Okay.
Because I don't know about you. I've been driving around all day, and even lovely Christy and I were doing this yesterday where I was almost like testing her, except for I didn't even know the answers. Like, I just, like, those beats are just in your head. Which one is that? I don't know. Is that Sunday? Is that Thursday? I have no idea, but these little threads have been in my head for 48 hours now when I'm driving around, and they're driving me nuts because those need to be associated with kickoff.
Yes.
And so, yeah, 3 hours.
And that's going to be a weird one, too, when the opening kickoff of the season happens and it's that kickoff. And I know I'm getting used to it slowly but surely, but just seeing it, it still is a little bit weird.
You're talking about the new rule.
The new kickoff.
Well, go ahead and describe it, because I bet a bunch of people who are listening,
if you haven't,
like,
watched preseason football.
Like, I don't know. What does it look like?
Well, the kicking team used to line up next to the kicker, and now the kicking team is 20 or 25 yards further downfield. So the kicker's by himself, and he kicks it, and the kick doesn't really start until somebody catches it or the ball hits the ground, and then we engage.
Right.
We engage and we hand fight from 5 yards apart.
Yep. So you jam everybody inside, basically the 30 and the 20. You put the returner back there by himself. If it goes into the end zone, you get it automatically at the 35.
35, yeah.
Right? But if you can drop it in the bucket in between basically the 20 and the goal line, then
must
catch it and you get a return. However, you don't have the incredible head start that leads directly to CTE.
Yeah, in theory.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it's not like they're protected out there, but it's yet another reason why the NFL can go, see?
Right.
We care about people.
And also, the NFL was thinking that this would spur more returns. And when there are returns, there's more action because the only head start is the guy returning the ball, theoretically, because the other players are engaged after a 5 yard buffer apart. So there have been more big kick returns, but I'm afraid as we get into the season, you're going to see more touchbacks. Teams willing to let the other team start at the 35.
Yeah, probably, which is wild because it's really good field position. It may well lead to higher scores in the NFL.
Yeah, good point.
So yay fantasy teams,
because
everybody loves it. I actually have gotten to the point in the NFL where I feel bad for defensive players. Every year they come up with something new to make their life harder. Absolutely make their life harder, and nobody cares. Because all of us are doing the exact same thing. You heard Guru do it 10 minutes ago. He's like, all right, Willard, here we go. We're starting tonight. I'm like, okay, who do you have? He's like, no one. And neither do I.
Right.
So we don't start tonight. But that's what people are excited about.
Yeah.
I've been listening for days now. Everybody, I got Rasheed Rice. And I got
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, my son.
And I got the Chiefs defense.
Took him to the doctor today. And while we're waiting from the nurse to go to the doctor, I, you know, do what any American would do, or pull out my phone and just check an email, seeing if anything's going on. And bloop, there it comes. Somebody offered Jude Zay Flowers for Debo Samuel. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, stop. Aren't you supposed to be in school right now? Like,
exactly.
Stop. It is, but I mean, that's where we are. That's where we are. Everybody.
Did he take the trade? I like that. I like the trade. Zay Flowers is going to have a big year.
For Debo? No,
yeah.
He laughed at that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Giving up. He goes, Debo. He goes, I ain't trading Niners. Plus, the Zay Flowers guy was trying to, like, lure him in, like, you want to watch your guy tonight? Want to watch your guy tonight?
Nice.
Zay Flowers? No. Not
fifth grader sending trade proposals during reading?
Well, no, this is in Abe's league. So this was a senior sending a fifth grader.
That's awkward.
A trade request at 10 in the morning on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Get back to class, you jerk.
Totally.
Leave my son alone. Anyway, but that's where we're all at. But I want to, like, how does this hit everybody? And what does it do with regard to sort of like your intensity, your thirst for a Super Bowl? It's been 30 years.
Mm.
How does that grab you? Just dibs. It's been 30 years.
It kind of shocks me, even though I know that. And I know where I was the last time when they won the Super Bowl. I was back home, living in Marin after a long stint down at Cal State Northridge, 5 glorious junior years. And so I have memories of that Super Bowl, and it's hard to think about what's happened since then, 30 years ago. It's shocking, but if you go through what happened from that Super Bowl win to where we sit today, there are so many ups and downs with this franchise, this organization, but the undercurrent for the most part has been they've been good. They've been knocking on the door.
Yep.
They had multiple stretches where they had really good teams and yet unable to get across that line.
You know what might be fun, because of the way you just said that, is to ask people, 888-957-9570, when you look at 49er football over the last 30 years, what emotion comes to mind? Because, you know, they're comparing them to the New York Giants, and it's like I can answer four New Yorkers. What emotion? Angry. I'm angry!
That's awesome. Yeah.
Because A, you're in New York, and B, it's a dumpster fire. It's $40 million to a quarterback you don't think is any good. It's all of those things. This one's a little bit more intricate. And so I wonder, what emotion, 49er fans, are you feeling as you start this season, with the backdrop being it's been 30 years? And I don't think angry is the answer, because you're looking at a regime that is playing very good football.
Yeah, I think the feeling is it's anxiety. You're just anxious because you really want this to end. And if you're I don't know, my age or even your age, somebody like Shasky and Monte, they were young enough or old enough. They were 11, I think, when they won the last Super Bowl. So that's an age where you've got memory and it counts. It counts in your lifetime. But if you think about from then to now, you had a good little Mariucci run, 4 playoffs in 6 years, couldn't get over the hump. Then you had the vast desert of Nolan and Singletary and Tom Sula 1.0. And that was like a coordinator every year for Alex Smith, and he's got small hands, and they're not good enough, and oh my God, they didn't make the playoffs for 8 straight years. Then you got Harbaugh, and you got a nice Harbaugh Fleur. You were close, and then he blew it up. Tom Sula 2.0, and then Kelly, and then you got to what we have now. So you've had 3 stints, and none of those stints has netted a Super Bowl. So it's been a little up and down, but for the most part, I just looked, Mark, 13 playoff berths in 30 years. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Every other year, that's pretty good. And obviously, if you want to do it in a vacuum and in a small sample, how often have they been to the playoffs in the last 6 years? What? It's almost every year.
4 of 6.
Yeah.
Four of six.
So is anxious your word? Is that your word?
Yes, because
anxious.
You're ready for it to be over, and you realize that this team is good enough to do it as last year's was. So it's almost, and you've said this a lot, like stay in the moment, game by game, play by play. And I love that idea, but I almost want to just rush to January and see who we play in the playoffs.
That's actually
where the anxiety comes from.
Right, but that's where my discomfort comes from, which is like, I don't want to, like, I do know this. One of the emotions I feel when we get to January, if the 49ers are still in it, that's wonderful, but I'm also a little sad. Like, I don't want here's one thing I promise you. You're going to wake up tomorrow, it's going to be week 5. You are going to wait, especially with
a long night's sleep.
Especially with what we've been through the last 5 months, 6 months.
Jeez.
You're going to wake up tomorrow, and it's going to be week 8. And you're like, holy, whoa.
Slow this thing down.
The season's half over. Chill.
There are 272 games in an NFL season. So after
tonight, there's only going to be 271.
And after Friday, we're down to 270.
Oh, crap. It's moving too fast, Ibs.
After Monday, we'll be down to 256.
That hurt.
You know, seriously, though, you're right, though. But when you get to week 5 and you start having teams get byes, and it might be week 4, but you start to realize that, you know, this thing's humming, and then you buy a pumpkin, and where are we going for Thanksgiving? And you know, pick your December holiday, and you're right. It does go too fast. So I'm going to try and stay in the moment, but my emotions, it's anxiety.
Anxious and anxiety, I get that. 650 texted in Xfinity mobile text line and said restless. I think that's a good one.
That's a good one, yeah.
Let's go live to a 28-year-old who has absolutely no idea what it's like to win a ring. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Grandy, what are you feeling?
I think Dibs has the right word. It's anxious for me. It's a little bit anxiety-inducing, and part of the reason why is because you're talking about how often they've gone to the playoffs lately. It's not just a playoff appearance. It's at least an NFC championship game appearance every time they make the playoffs.
The good part of that is when they get to the playoffs, they start winning games.
Clearly, it's a good thing, but they haven't been able to get the ultimate prize.
I thought you were going to say desperate.
I feel a little bit of that.
I remember you last January. You and Evan Giddings walking around here looked desperate. You looked like that person at the blackjack table who's like, I can't afford to lose.
That guy.
The difference between when you walk into the Bellagio or the Imperial Palace, it's the different people. You got the Bellagio's in there. People have got their feet up, and they're like, if I lose $2,000 tonight, whatever, hon, want to go to dinner? And then you go to the IP, and there's people over there grinding on doubling down $5.
The IP, rest in peace, by the way.
Yes. What's it called now? That turned into the...
The Link.
The Link.
I believe. I love the Link.
We stayed there
a couple years ago.
I bet you are.
To Grandy, your point about, you know, you're used to not only making it, but going deep. The last time that they were one and done in the playoffs was 2001. And that was...
Wow!
Yeah, was that the comeback over the Giants in the playoffs?
They lost the wild card. No, the last time they lost their first playoff game was 2001.
That's crazy!
Yeah, they lost the division, conference, Super Bowl, conference, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, conference, Super Bowl.
How many playoff appearances in a row with winning their first game?
That would be...
What are we at, 10?
Eight. Appearances in a row where you win a game.
Where you at least win a game.
Yep. And no Super Bowls to show for it.
That's so annoying. Restless and I think anxious.
Me.
Yeah, it's a tease.
Yeah.
It's a little bit carrot on the string. And, you know, like I was saying, the last 30 years, Mariucci had a good little run. 4 of 6 years he made the playoffs, and, you know, they never made it to the Super Bowl. They lost the conference championship game in his first year, and then the Harbaugh run felt longer than it really was. And that is, to me, a little bit of, like, what if? What if he wasn't such a wackadoo? Maybe he could have had a good long run. But now this, the Shanahan, it feels even more real and more, you know, long-lasting than the other two good regimes.
I would think that this text from the Xfinity Mobile text line was me, except for I'm here.
That's weird.
You're looking at me. I didn't text it. Listen to this. Does this sound like something I would say? 415, hey, what if we looked at it from the other side? Grateful. We are relevant. We are here. We have been here and continue to do so. Triple exclamation point.
Yay! That's a five for his Mark Willard impersonation.
So grateful.
Do you have to be a homer?
Usually 888-957-9570 the number. We'd love to hear from some of you on that. What is the emotion you're feeling? It's been 30 years. I'll give you mine real quick. Cautious, because that to me is going to both bring in your anxiety but also my optimism. Put them together and I'm cautious.
Okay.
That's the best I could do on
cautiously
that one.
Optimistic, yeah. Or cautiously pessimistic?
Depends on the week.
Right. You don't do pessimism.
I try not to. It's so unbecoming. Anyway, we're sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems. 888-957-9570 is the number. It's Willard and Dibs. I get it. I'm just an insufferable homer. I know.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
How about exasperation?
You know what that would be, right?
I do.
Okay.
Preemptive charge? Excuse me, sir. I'm not ready to check out. I'm still shopping. You can't charge me yet.
I'll pay that one.
All right. It's an exasperation sensation.
There you go.
Thank you, T in Oakland, who texted in Xfinity Mobile text line. How are you feeling? What emotion? 707, feeling bloated after having a small pizza in San Bruno.
That can happen.
Not quite what I was talking about, but been there. Sure.
Yeah. Eat it.
Yeah.
San Bruno, one of the more underrated peninsula towns. I like the Bruno.
Absolutely.
Underrated, yeah.
Used to live in San Bruno for a minute.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's one of the first places I moved. Funny story, take 20 seconds.
All right, you're on the clock.
Count it.
All right.
Moved to San Bruno, and upon arrival, first time I'd ever driven one of them like U-Haul trucks, upon arrival, tried to pull into a parallel park right in front of my new place and just ripped the bumper right off of my neighbor's truck.
Oh, that's so great.
Hadn't even met him yet. Walked up. Hi, I'm your new neighbor. You might want to come outside and look at this. Unbelievable. Thank you. The guy was super, super nice.
Yeah.
But that was 100 years ago.
You're a better neighbor than I would have been.
No.
Throw that thing over the fence and just move on about my day.
Just break the lease. Just keep driving.
Oh, that's it. Find a new place to live. That'll do it. Anyway.
That would have been amazing. Anyway, yeah, it's been 30 years.
That was 45 seconds, by the way. Yeah. Good job.
Well, no, but he chimed some of it.
You gotta plan for that.
No, like, fair. I told the story, and then once the conversation, I'm not responsible for the ensuing conversation. No, I'm sorry.
You do have to budget for a little bit more.
Yeah, no, but like, if you fumble, and then the other people all start batting the fumble all over the place, one of your teammates falls on it, it squirts out from under him belly, that's not my fault. I get one fumble.
Well, you fumbled.
My fault.
But if my teammate fumbles, then you fumble too. Well,
I'm trying to pick up after your fumble.
I understand. That's what you're supposed to do.
After a bumper, I'm trying to help you out. Try to dive on that grenade.
Hey, it was worth it just for the laugh that you would have just moved again. That was pretty funny.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, like, how does that grab you? It's been 30 years, and as you start the season, what emotion does that have you feeling? Let's talk to the people. Is it Mahmoud in San Francisco? Hi, Mahmoud. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
So I'm 37 years old, and I was 8 when they last won 30 years ago. And that was jubilation, obviously.
You know what that is.
What?
It's a jubilation sensation.
Just keep going.
Sorry, Mahmoud.
Okay.
All right.
So now it's just frustration. It's like, you've been to two Super Bowls, three overall in the past, what, 10 years?
Yep.
And you can't get one Super Bowl in? It's like, come on.
I mean, just one. It's worse than that, Mahmoud. It's worse than that, because it's not just three Super Bowls. It's three unbelievably near misses.
That's also another good point. It's like, if we were blown out, I'd be like, okay, fine. Their team was better than ours. But we had the opportunity to literally win each one, and you couldn't pull out one of them? Come on. That's just, it's so frustrating.
So what are you feeling right now? What are you feeling about
frustration.
Frustration. Even to start the season. Frustration?
Yeah, because it's sort of like where we were in the 90s. You know, we had this great cast of players, yet we couldn't get over the hump against the Cowboys. And now we have this great cast of players, and we can't get over the hump and win the Super Bowl. It's like, are we just repeating ourselves? It's like, I don't care how good your players are. You got to win. That's it.
Mahmoud, thanks.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people feel that way, and I get it. You're not going to not feel at least some of that.
Yeah.
Even the most optimistic fan. At the same time, man, like, I got to at least affix some value to the fact that they keep giving themselves chances.
There's great value in that. And I'd like to illustrate that with a stat that I have found on the internet. Most playoff wins since 1994.
Oh, in the last 30 years.
How many teams do you think rank ahead of the Niners in most playoff wins since 1994?
Since 1994, playoff wins. How many teams rank in front of the 49ers? It's definitely a number that's less than five. I would say it's less than five. Scanning. I'm going to say one.
I'm terribly sorry. Thank you for playing.
How many
is
it?
You'll get a copy of our home game on the way out the door.
The correct answer is two. Oh, well, I was pretty close.
Obviously,
it's the Patriots.
33 wins.
And who's the other one?
The Packers with 23 wins.
And how many the Niners have?
The Niners have 20,
tied
with the Steelers. Okay. And the reason why I'm illustrating this is if you go down the list, Patriots, the leader, they've won 6 rings. The Packers are second. They've won 2. The Steelers are third, tied with the Niners, 20 wins. I think that they've won 2 since then. One for sure with Big Ben. I wasn't sure if the other one they won. The Steelers won.
That was just one.
So they have the one.
Yeah.
Okay. The Eagles have the one. The Chiefs have 3.
Mm-hmm.
The Colts are next with 15. They've got one. The Seahawks have got 14. They've got one. The Broncos have 14. They've got one. The Rams have 13. They've got one. The Giants have 11. They've got a couple. The Buccaneers have 11. They've got 2.
But you got
the Saints have 10. They've got one.
Okay.
My point is, as you go down the list, everybody's got one until you get to the Panthers with 9 wins.
Yeah, so that's absurd, and that's where the frustration comes from.
Yeah, however, playing off of Mahmoud
right
there.
But there's another way to look at that. So, okay, 49er fans, would you rather be a Colt fan right now?
Right now? Probably not.
You got your Super Bowl.
When was that, 2003?
Well,
long time ago.
Okay, fine, give me another one. Would you rather be a Saint?
7.
You want to be a Saint fan?
Probably not.
You want to be a Buck fan?
Bucks, I mean, Bucks win every 20 or so years now.
Oh, how long ago was the Bucks win? 3 years ago?
Yeah. And then we got one before that in, that had to be 03.
Like, that's, I really think,
Raiders.
I get the concept on your way in. I used to feel the same way as a Giants fan who grew up in the 80s and 90s where they were just largely, hey, 1989, I see you in 1993, but like largely the Giants stunk through my whole childhood, and I used to say that same thing. God, just give me one. Take it from someone who's now been around for 5 decades. That one doesn't last that long. The Giants, you have 3 in the last 14 years, and you're furious, and you've been furious for 5 years.
It's because of the way you're going about being the way you
totally
are.
Totally fair.
It's not just like, you know, the fact that you haven't gotten it.
No,
it's the way you are.
But that's why I'm not
Billy Joel.
That's why I'm not that frustrated right now as a Niner fan. It's super frustrating that they haven't won the whole thing, but I'm not like ready to turn in my wings.
Agreed,
like,
but the frustration stems from, and I can't believe how far I had to go down the list. You have to get through the top 14 in playoff wins since 94 to get to a team that doesn't have one.
That's wild.
That's what makes it so crazy.
No, it's wild.
They all have them. And, you know, the Ravens and, like you said, the Colts and even the Rams got one, picked one up. Tampa's got two. The Giants have two. It's just, it's crazy when you think. And then you get to the Cowboys with 9 playoff wins in 30 years, and they haven't even sniffed it.
Not even close. They barely won. How many? So 9 playoff wins?
They're 9-14 in the playoffs since 1994.
In the last 30 years?
Right. 9-14.
Okay. So they're averaging less than 1 playoff win every 3 years.
Correct. Correct. The Niners are 20-13 in the playoffs since then.
It's a lot of playoff wins without winning a Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying.
Where are the Ravens on that list?
The Ravens are 17-13. They're number 4, tied with the Eagles. Actually, number 5, tied with the Eagles.
And they have Super Bowl wins in 2000 and 2012. Every 12 years. And it's now 2024.
Well, it's a great organization.
Yeah.
It's a great organization. No question. Rick and Fremont on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Rick. What's good?
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
So I'll preface this that, you know, I'm a New York Giants fan, although I'm raising my 8-year-old and 4-year-old as 49ers fans because I want them to be connected to the community they're going to grow up in. And she's got a Kittle jersey, and my younger one's got a Bosa jersey. I want the 49ers fans to be excited about this season. Take it from a Giants fan who's got his 2 rings in my lifetime, and I'm hanging on by a thread as far as my fandom is concerned.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But for that team, it's just been abysmal. I cannot get excited about the team. I don't go on their website. I barely read their news. I cannot drag myself at 10 a.m. to a bar to go watch a hopeless game that they're going to play in. It's just abysmal on this side. Enjoy the year-in, year-out success that you guys are experiencing. I hope it continues. And at the end, I'll just end by saying, R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Relax.
That's a great
payoff.
That's
a tremendous call.
The great payoff.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Yeah, although I don't really want to hear his voice right now until Tuesday when
he
leaves town.
The caller, that was great delivery.
No, that was really good.
Yeah.
And I think that he captured my overall point. Yes. The Niners not getting over the hump is frustrating, but there's no way in hell that it's worse than the feeling of arriving at week one and already knowing you out. Like, to me, no matter the sport, that's what I want to avoid. I never want my team on day one to be like, yeah. We got nothing.
Yeah, it's tough.
We got nothing for you. And that happens to, quite frankly, probably to most teams. The NFL is super fascinating because of its parity, the salary cap, all of that. But think about being a baseball fan where 60% of the teams aren't even trying. Being an NBA fan of a team in a smaller market. You're an Indiana Pacer fan. What are we doing? For like ever. You're a Sacramento King fan. When is this ever going to actually be a thing when we're not just trying to make the playoffs? We actually have a shot to win the whole thing. That is not to be dismissed. And the 49ers offer that.
They do.
A great shot every year.
They get a shot. Yeah, but you don't have that sweet nectar of victory. And I thought Steiny's premise earlier today was flawed in that, you know, the real, I think, measurement is you get a guaranteed title or you get 8 years of being in it, but guaranteed to not win it. So do you want 8 years of heartbreak or do you want the 1 year with the sweet nectar? It just depends on how you approach it. And I think about the 30 years since they last won, and there's been a mix of both. There have been years where you look at the team and you go, this team's got no shot. And then there are other years where you might make a run, and then you do, and then you fall short. So equally painful, the two different scenarios, but something about the heartbreak, it's become too familiar around here.
We're going to go back to the phones in a sec, but I had a different question off of that, that call. Is that good parenting or bad parenting? You're a Giants fan. You live in the Bay Area. You got two kids. You're raising them as 49er fans so that they can feel connected to their community as opposed to connected to dad.
Yeah, that's actually, I think that's great parenting.
You do?
Yeah, you connect to your community, your surroundings, and it's interesting that you put it that way because I raised my first two kids in Oakland, and so even though we weren't traditionally my family A's fans, we liked the A's. We'd go to A's games, but we weren't A's fans, but we raised our kids as A's fans because the community that surrounded us were A's fans. Crawfords, the Whitakers,
sure.
The Burrows, the Quintellas, you know.
Of course.
Went to a ton of games. So
remember them well.
We would posse up with them, roll down to the Collie, and so by proxy, we became A's fans. We tried to raise them as A's fans.
So
and when they became older, I forbid them to go to A's games based on the latest series of events.
Fair enough.
So we went full circle.
Well, I ask because if that's good parenting, I suck as a dad. Because I did the opposite, but word to the wise. Because my kids were all born in L.A. And I told them, 11 miles from Dodger Stadium, you bring that gear into my house, you find a new house. We're not doing that. I don't care where you live. You're a Giants fan if you want to be related to me. I didn't actually say it that way. But
There's adoption centers all over the Southland.
Well, it was also when they grew up. Like, my son, my oldest son, was 3 when the Giants won their World Series. Steph Curry arrives. This guy thought championships just show up under the Christmas tree on an annual basis. So they got really into it. But then what happened? And this is my worry for a New York Giants fan who's raising Niner fans. What if you get a job in New York? What if you move your family to New York? Now what? Because that's what happened. I finally got to come back home, and now the family lives here, and they've been born, bred Niners, Giants, and Warriors fans.
It doesn't come down to good parenting, bad parenting.
Okay, just checking.
It just depends on how you want to do it, and you clearly are the kind of parent where it's going to be, this is the team that we're going to support as a family, and you're on board. You're with me or you're against me. And other parents do things differently, and many people end up switching fandoms. And for me, it's okay if you want to switch it up. It's your choice. You get to decide what you want to watch, what you want to cheer for, what you want to support, etc. Nobody can put you in a box as a fan. That's ridiculous.
You call him GPD. I call him Tracy. Hey, Tracy.
You won't.
Is that you?
Yeah, you guessed it. Tracy and Sar Greenwell.
Uh-huh. I had a feeling.
He sleuthed it out, GPD, because I was openly wondering if you actually had a name.
Hey, actually, Dibs, you gave me the name.
Yeah.
Grandpa Daddy. That's for the record. And another for the record, Mark, please tell the lovely Chrissy I wasn't pawning my daughter off on her. Wait, hold on. You got to hear this out.
Okay.
Now, when we came up, my daughter and her just like, oh, they were like girl power love. And I was just like, wow. Because my daughter, if she don't like you, I don't like you. Right? They can feel that aura. She has such a lovely aura. It's a compliment.
No, GPD.
So when we were sitting there.
Yeah.
Wait,
I was just poking. I know, but.
Hear me out.
No, but I was poking fun. I know that you didn't do that. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
But I want to explain it. So while we're sitting there, and you're right, my daughter can sit there for an hour, just give her some crayons and a scratch piece of paper, and you ain't got to worry about it. Boys are completely different. You're right. Totally. Right. And then I was like, I'm going to open a bank account. Dibs, Dibbers, you really made me. Hey, local, free my bank. And I said, Chris, the lovely Chrissy, can you watch her real quick? I'm going to go open up an account. And then she was like, oh, well. And then Bonte brought her kid over. My kid was there first, and I didn't want to lose my team. That's why. So, and I want to say, hey, I'm a 49er fan, and I became one after that Dwight. I used to be a Cowboys fan, and after that Dwight Clark catch, I converted, bro.
Whoa, so this changes everything, Grandpa Daddy. I don't know whether to hug you or never take your call again. You used to be a Cowboy fan?
I'm sorry, but that's a long time ago, man. You got to come on, give me a break now.
All right,
that was what, 87? Who was that?
The catch? No, that was 1982.
Was that 82?
1982. Yes, they beat the. Are you ready to feel old? They beat the Bengals 26-21 on my 7th birthday.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Grandpa Daddy brought his daughter over to lovely Christy, and she said, Fremont Bank, no compromises.
Wow.
Absolutely not. We're not doing
that's
this.
Dope.
GPD, thank you for calling.
He's an original.
Michael in Palo Alto. Hi, Michael. We're asking, what emotion? It's been 30 years. So that leads to the start of this season. How would you describe the emotion that you're feeling about the 49ers to start the year? Hey, Michael.
What's going on, guys, man? So, this is my perspective. So I was born in 1995. I'm a 49ers, A's, Sharks, and Sacramento Kings fan. So I've never experienced a championship. So on one hand, a championship and 8 years of garbage, I mean, that sounds like a pretty even trade-off. But also, as a Kings fan who had, you know, we had a 17-year playoff drought, and most recently the San Jose Sharks, who have just been god-awful the past three seasons, I would be pissing rainbows if the Sharks had a first-round exit right now. So for me, it's just, I think it's about appreciating the moment, the greatness, the opportunity for my favorite teams to compete for a championship. But, I mean, I would be lying to myself if I said I didn't feel a black hole of emptiness for my Ringling fandom.
Michael, how old did you say you are? How old?
Just turned 29.
Just turned 29. Man. Okay, Michael, thank you. I have to admit our privilege. I have to admit our privilege. Not only the three teams I love the most have I watched them win a championship, I've watched all three have a dynasty.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's really good.
That's absurd.
Well, you're old enough to where, you know, that could possibly happen. But, well, but if you think about all the dynasties since we were kids.
Yeah, where else does that happen?
1980. Well,
give me another city that's had
in the last, let's call it 50 years.
Okay,
I'm in my mid 50s, right, and you're knocking on 50's door.
Stop it.
Knock, knock, knocking on 50's door.
Every day gets closer. By the way, that Super Bowl, I'll be 50 for it. If the Niners are in it, I'll be 50.
And that will have been 43 years since the Niners won their first Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Thank you, Grandy. You can go ahead and stay out of this convo because we're going back to like 1980. But if you think about total dynasties since then in all sports, I don't know if any city had more than one because Boston has the Patriots.
Boston
obviously
has the Patriots, and they had, I mean, you wouldn't call it a dynasty, but didn't the Red Sox win two in like 3 or 4 years?
Sounds right. Yeah, the Yankees had one. The Yankees had a little run.
No, but I mean, dynasties since the 80s, what do we got? We got Lakers.
And you've got the Bulls and the Warriors and the Spurs.
And the Spurs.
Lakers, Spurs, right, Spurs, and
so
Warriors.
That's four different cities.
Yeah.
Do any of them, San Antonio does not have a corresponding team.
Nope.
Los Angeles did not have a corresponding team, nor have their football teams done anything
since Rams
have won Super Bowl. Dodgers have a plucky little third of a championship. That was fun. So that's a no.
Yep.
Boston is certainly the closest. The Celtics have had championship seasons, including this one. You've got the Patriots. The Sox have won a couple.
Yeah, but no dynasty.
No dynasty outside of the Patriots. And then scene. That's it, right?
Pretty much.
Warriors, Niners, Giants. I mean,
yep. Well, I mean, football, Kansas City, but they
don't have.
The Royals have just, you know, the Royals have the one.
And they don't have hoops.
Right. So, and, you know, Niners, Giants, Warriors. Boom, boom, boom.
I'd argue
that's pretty special.
Yeah. And maybe that's why you hear me sound like I do sometimes. Like, oh my goodness.
Well, you sound like you do because that's you.
Yes, I know.
But I do think that you are tapped into that side of your fandom to where you have a greater perspective for the G. Willikers, Beav.
Yeah.
Things have been pretty swell around here.
Look, yes and no.
And I
yes
admire and that because no. I default to the negative more often.
I have gratitude for where we've been. It doesn't stop me from like, come on, man. Is anybody like Bonte and Joe been running around with the Trey Lance video and replaying it throughout the summer all they could, which is fun because they're like, dude, we really wore the L. Has anybody worn a bigger L than me with Farhan Zaidi?
I would say their Trey Lance is a bigger L than yours and Farhan.
There was more bluster in the moment about it, but it was also like one camp. I did the Farhan dance for 4 years.
You did, and that's a big L, but you know, I don't know. I don't want to compare L's. But
no, but my point is like,
yeah, I know what your point is.
I can be thankful. I can be thankful for where we've been, the fact that I've seen multiple championships in the dynasty for all three of my teams. But I can sit here in a moment and tell you things aren't good right now.
Exactly. You're aware that things need to be better for that particular organization, but you also have great perspective of just how lucky we've been across three sports and, by the way, three different decades virtually.
888-957-9570. 30 years since they've won it all. That leads to what emotion that you're feeling right now as the season begins, which, by the way, 2 hours.
Yep, let's go.
2 hours and 18 minutes.
Counting it down.
Presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. More of your calls next on Withered and Dibs.
My dad works in B2B marketing.
He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.